In connection to Parshas Bo, we're looking at first the Gvuras Hashem, Perik Lamed Zayin. He begins, V'hiko kol b'chor be'eretz Mitzrayim, ha'kosav nosan tam l'makas b'choros. Early on, in the very first of the meetings between Moshe and Paro, there's already mention of makas b'choros. Back in Parshas Shmos, now he paraphrases here when he says Va'omer lecho l'shalcho. The pasuk reads Va'omar elecho shalach es bini v'yavdeini. Send free my son. Send free my Israel. Let them serve me. Va'tema'en l'shalcho. If you do not allow them to go free, hinei anochi horeg es bincha b'charecho. So that's the first thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Way before any of the makas, any of the other nine makas, the first thing Hashem says is that you shall tell the Pharaoh that if you don't let my people go, I'm going to kill your firstborn son. So what the Maharal now implies is that this is the embodiment of all the makas. That by having introduced that kind of a warning to the Paro, and then having shown nine makos before makos b'choros, so that now is basically a way of saying what he's about to tell us, the Maharal, makos b'choros is equal to all of the makos. It's the embodiment of the entire slate of makos and the whole purpose of all of the makos. Let's continue. This was the most severe of all of the makos, obviously. And the Chachamim say, it's Rashi, in Perek Tes, Pasuk Yudalad, the Pasuk reads, Ki bapam hazos ani sholeach es kol magefosai el libcho. All of my magefos, I'm going to send it toward and against you, and they're going to crush you. Literally, break your heart. And so all of the makos are going to be embodied in this one makah. Rashi there says, Shezois ha-makah shkula keneged hakol. That makos b'choros is not only the ultimate and the most severe of the makos, but it is the one that somehow expresses in one felt swoop what all of the makos were meant to express. So it's not just quantitatively and qualitatively the height and the zenith of the makos, it's actually the ultimate full message of the entire set of makos altogether. As he explains, Ki ha-bechor nikra ha-reshis, because the bechor is the beginning. Everything has a beginning, a first step, and the bechor is the tchila. Yabachar nikra reishis. V'hareishis, b'mashu hu reishis hadavar, because it's the beginning, hu shakul neged hakol. It has value equal to, and it represents the entire body of whatever substance or subject you're talking about. It doesn't just summarize it, it actually embodies everything that is in the set of makos, is embodied in, comes to expression in the ultimate, in this makas b'choros. Ki ha-reishis hu ha-tchila. Reishis is the beginning. The beginning, el hakol, to all of what then follows. You go at the b'chor of a family, what are you saying? You're saying that we are taking away all of you. All of your future is gone. You take away the b'chor, the implication is what will come after is mine, will be threatened, will also be wiped out. You have no future. You have no end because I'm destroying your beginning. Because it's the beginning of everything else. So then it's a way of saying, all of you are mine. All of you, I will, if I need to, wipe out all of you, I will destroy. L'fichach, makazos shehi bereshis shalahem, because it's a maka in the rachis, meaning in the very root of how you have a people, you have children. And each firstborn and each leader of each household was destroyed, was done in. Shkula neged kol hamakos. Then it's equal to all the other makos, shalohayu bereshis, that were not in, that meaning where the maka wasn't a maka that struck at their rachis. Dam is against their water supply. It's very basic. Tzvardeya, kinim, arav, devar, all of them, they're not necessarily pointedly going out the foundation of the whole country and of the people. But Makas Bechoros is going at the entire nation, and particularly at its root, at its beginnings. So it's not just any life, and not just leading lives, the most important lives. It's an expression of the fact that I'm taking away your rosh. I'm cutting your head off. And when I cut the head off, that means the body is left lifeless. V'kasher higia hamaka el reishis shelahem oz yatsu. When the maka reaches finally the reishis, meaning the very beginning, the very roots and foundations of your entire people, of your entire nation, of your empire, and therefore the very, very roots of any future you thought you may have, they're mine. They're mine, Hashem says. And at that point, that means basically Hashem has negated Egypt en masse, wholesale. That's the point of Makas Bechoros. It's not just taking lives and killing the most important. It's about something that is expressive of the fact that I'm uprooting you from the beginning. I'm taking away everything that is at your foundation, everything that could serve as your rachis, as your tchila.
Paro was also a poor, right?
He was worried. That's the next thing. The next step is how important that is, and why Paro's Bechoro was specifically so important. That's very good. That's the next step in the Maral. Kasher hatchila nilka, when your very beginnings are cut down, shuv lahayla mitzrayim kech klal, achar shehatchila nilka. When your beginnings are cut short, you know, you're basically saying, before the shoot barely comes out of the ground, let alone a stalk, let alone producing grain, I cut it off. V'chol zman shehareshis kayam. While they still had their bechor, while they still have the beginnings of yet a new generation and of a future, oz hayel hem adayin koyach l'mitzrayim. Bameh. They had some power left. Lo yatsu. Hashem says, no, you're not going out yet. You're going to go out when I have shown that you, Mitzrayim, are utterly without power, without force, without being. Because I'm going to show that I'm going to cut you out of this world from the bottom, from the root. You'll have no beginning. If you have no beginning, then you have no middle and you have no end. That's number one. The Bechor is the Tchila, and the Tchila is the entirety of the being of Mitzrayim. Its existence is entirely now negated. That's number one. And now, number two, the fact that Paro was himself a Bechor. V'amru chachamim in the Mechilta, mi Bechor Paroi, the Pasuk says, Hayoshev al Kisai, right? Af Paroi Bechor Hoya. Diksiv mi Paroi, Shein Lomer, B'noi Shel Paro. D'ha B'noi, Kvarama, Diksiv Hayoshev al Kisai. Why does he have to say Bechor Paroi Hayoshev al Kisai? Of course, the Bechor of Paro will one day sit on the throne. So therefore, Mechilta says, it's two things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that Paro's a Bechor, and his son, his firstborn, the Bechor of Paro, was smitten. Elamani Mekayim Ad Bechor Paro, Af Paro Bechor Hoya. Paro was a Bechor. V'alav Nemar, about Paro, the Pasuk says, V'ulam Ba'avur Zoz Hema Deticha. However, because of the fact that I've got more in store for you, I'm going to spare you. Ba'avur haroyscha eskoichi. I'm still going to show you greater power even than I've wielded in Mitzrayim, and that is b'Yamsuf. On Yamsuf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to save the best for last. Sheparo legodl mizeh muchan. He is being set up. He's being made ready and set up for an even greater downfall yet than even witnessing the fact that his firstborn and the entire tchila of Mitzrayim is threatened when Max Becheros happens. You, Paro, yourself are singled out, but otherwise you really would go and would be struck down with Max Becheros. But Ba'avur Zoz Hem Adeticha, Ba'avur Haroscha Es Koichi. Because more than even the Makas Mitzrayim and Makas Becheros is Muchan liyamsuf sheyitba, that he will be drowned in Yamsuf. V'yesh b'zeh remez mufla. Now he says there's a remez to this all. V'hudavar ne'elam. Meaning it's something that's of great importance, but it's ne'elam. Meaning it has to be brought out. It's not something that's so, I wouldn't say clear, but it's not something obscure, it's something ne'elam. What he means is that it's something that's vital, but not necessarily expressed verbatim in the Torah. Shehaya paru b'chor lefi koyach Mitzrayim. Paro was a b'chor, and it was destined that he be a b'chor, because of all of what Mitzrayim believed in, and put their trust and faith in. Shehaya tayla b'prat b'chor, that which the Mitzrayim believed in was in the celestial bodies, the first of the signs of the zodiac is Aries. First sign is Aries, the ram, which is of course why HaKadosh Baruch says, take a lamb and slaughter the ram. Right? That's why the Pesach Mitzrayim represents that, no, there is nothing that's as powerful as Hashem. There is nothing that is powerful at all, but only Hashem. And this, what you believe in, this sign and mazel tleh, is just a foolishness. It's of course, it's a reflection of the will of the power of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but it itself, mazel tleh, is of no consequence. But the fact is that tleh is the first sign of the zodiac, meaning it's Bechor. It's the beginning. It's the Rosh. It's the head. The head of a ram. And it's the beginning of the cycle. It's the beginning of the signs. It's the first of the signs. And that's where they put their trust in. Basically, the Mitzrayim say, we are the Rosh. And who represents us? We are the Tchila. We're the Tchila of mankind. We're the beginning. And then, therefore, also all of the essence of man, with the beginning, and the middle, and the end of all of mankind. And what represents that? Tleh. Ulefichach ro'u sheyia hamelech hazeh gam kein b'chor. So therefore, it was destined, and it's correct, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu not just to defeat Mitzrayim, but to defeat Mitzrayim while its melech was a b'chor. Because he's getting the best of the best, right? The beginning of and the tchila of mankind by a melech who thinks that he is the tchila of his own people because he's the Bechor. Ki haya geulas Mitzrayim ba'oysay zman b'melech shehaya miyuchad yoyser b'koyach Mitzrayim. The whole koyach of Mitzrayim is tleh, is the zodiac and the sign, the ram. Who is the ultimate beginning? A Bechor. Mitzrayim is the beginning. The Pharaoh is a Bechor. He is the Tchila of the Tchila. The most powerful and the most essential of all of Egypt. The beginning of Egypt, the Tchila of Egypt, the Bechor of Egypt. Basically, the idea now is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the first message to Pharaoh was, B'ni Bechayri Yisrael, now we understand that this concept of Bechor, and the concept of being the Tchila, was what drove the Mitzrayim to believe in themselves so. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's message, therefore, always from the beginning was, no, you've got it all wrong. I am the power, and my Bechor is Yisrael. I created the world, Bereshis b'shvil Yisrael, shenikra Bereshis. You are not the Tchila. Yisrael is the Tchila. Lekach hayahu gever al Yisrael, b'yoser. He was given the opportunity to seemingly have more power, and asserted himself, believing in his power, as the Bechor of the Bechor nation. Ulefichach paru Bechor hoyo. And that is why the last Makkah was specifically in the firstborn. Because that's the Makkah that is goes to the heart, right? Literally, as the Pasuk before said, El Libcha. It literally drives the stake into the heart of what Mitzrayim believed in, as they believed in themselves, which is HaBachayra Hu Kayach Mitzrayim. This idea of being the first. We are in the first and foremost of all people. We're the leading nation. We're the Tchila. That's why our sign is Aries. Right? The great, powerful ram. And Paro, our Paro in this era, he is the Bechor in his family, as he is the Bechor of our nation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Machas Bechayres. Hashem says, no. That Koyach of Mitzrayim I'm going to show you is no Koyach at all. And to conclude, I'm just going to look at two partial paragraphs from Perek Nun Zayin of Gvuras Hashem. On the right side, on top, on this photocopied page, B'chelke ha'olam he masara, V'heim asara chalokim shebar HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'sheshis and Me'pereshis L'chol chelik Echad mamar. Excuse me, L'chol chelik Echad mamar Echad b'fnei atzmai. There are 10 parts to the world. There were 10 expressions of Hashem's will when He created the world. V'heim asara mamaris V'heim bara oylamoy Ki b'reshis Bar elokim Gam kein mamar hu K'disa b'gemara Seches v'shashana. So what he's saying is that the Asara Mamaris Shebehem Nivra Olam begins with Bereshis Baru Lekim HaShemayim V'Saretz. That's the first Mamar. And what he goes on to say is V'Avagav Shalohoyo Hamachos Bo'is Aleim K'Seder Mamaris Shebehem Baru HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eser Lamoy. The order of Eser Makos is not in the same order, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, as the Ma'amaros with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. They are actually in reverse order. And he explains this one by one by one, Makkah by Makkah. But Neshkal Echad Ve'echad Seder Miyuchad, each is its own Seder. And so each of the expressions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Ma'aseh Bereishis has the Makkah corresponding to it. V'zeh ki le'inyin ha-ko'as ha-makkah tomid ha-makkah shehi milmala yoseh kosher. Each Makkah is successively more severe. It obviously wouldn't be logical to bring lesser Makkos after greater Makkos. On the contrary, you're going to increase them in severity and see the Pharaoh respond or not respond to the will of God. And then finally, Makkos Bechoros is the greatest of all. So he says, Ulefichach hayu oylem milmata lemala. So therefore, they go in reverse order, so that the final expression of Ma'aseh Bereishis corresponds to Makkos Dam. He explains, because Dam is basically life. You take in nutrition. The last thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Adam was, Kaleisiv Zerei Zera La'Ochla, you and the animals will have what to eat. What does that do? It supports life. It supports the creation of your Dam. So that was the last of the ma'amarim of Ma'aseh Bereishis. The first Makkah is Makkos Dam. Now, that means that Makkos Bechoros corresponds to Anochi, corresponds to Bereishis Baru Lekim Eser Shemayim V'Saretz. And it's also true that the Aseres Hedibris also, they correspond to the Eser Makkos, but again, in reverse order. Look at the left side of this page. He says, Makkos Bechoros Reishis Einam Hu Neged Mamar Bereishis Shaha Bechor Reishis L'Boim Achrov. So it makes perfect and logical sense. Bereishis is the very beginning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Mitzrayim, you have no beginning. Your Bechor, your beginning, I'm erasing your beginning. I'm destroying your beginning. V'hu neged ma'am v'bereshis, shehu reshis habriya, gam kein, u'shneim reshis hein. I'm the beginning. I'm Hashem. It all begins with me, not with you, Paro. That's the whole point of bringing about the final stroke, so to speak, against them with Makas Bechoros. Because now, finally, the point is Bereshis Bara Lekim Es Shemayim Es Haaretz. This earth, this world is Hashem's. It's not the Pharaoh's. U'kamosha Makas Bechoros Shkula Neged Kol HaMakos. Furthermore, as we have said before, this fact that the Makas Bechoros represents taking away the entire beginning, middle, and therefore the entire people and nationhood of Egypt altogether. Well, that's what the very opposite is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Bereshis Bara Elokim Es Hashamayim Ves Haaretz. That's the ultimate beginning. As a matter of fact, Chazal explained that everything was created immediately and then came out in steps and stages in evolving process of the Sheish Yisimei Bereshis. V'kamei Shemakas Bechayrois Shkula Neged Kol HaMakas Kach Ma'amer Bereshis Bar Elikim Shokul Neged Kol HaMamoris Shekein Yesh B'medrash. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do is say, you know, this is my world. And step by step by step, each of the Makos traces its way back through each of the Ma'amorim Shebehem Nivra Ha'olam till the very first Ma'amor, Bereshis Bara Elokim Es Hashamayim Ves Haaretz, it is I, Hashem, who created heaven and earth. Whack! That's Makas Bechoros. Makas Bechoros says, it's not at all you, your beginning, your people being at a Tchila of civilization, and you, the Pharaoh, being the Tchila of the Tchila. No. Hashem says, Bereshis is Bara Elokim Es Hashamayim Ves Haaretz. I am the Tchila. I am the beginning. And this, of course, is then so much in sync with what Hashem does at Matan Torah, where the first thing He says is, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoytzei Sicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim B'Beis Avodim. Because the process of Asher Hoytzei Sicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim B'Beis Avodim was a process of saying to the Pharaoh, you're not the beginning. I, Hashem, am the beginning. And my people are my beginning. And so the Makos come to the culmination of expressing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to teach them. After all, Paro says, Lo yadati es Hashem, right? Lo yadati es Hashem. And I'm not going to send the people out either. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Laman teida, now you will know. Now you will know that it is Hashem who is the beginning, that it is Hashem who is master of the universe, and that you, the Pharaoh, not the beginning, not the middle, not even the end.